This is Zoe Irvin for G8 Radio and Indie Media in Edinburgh on the 4th of July. So I'm now in a hotel in the centre of Edinburgh where ActionAid had an event just now celebrating the Get On Board bus journey travelling from South Africa all the way here and travelling on to the G8, I believe. And I'm sitting now with Ivy Minor, who has travelled the entire way. Can you tell me about your experience and why you made this journey?
Very wonderful experience, very emotional and very educational, and also quite physically draining. And the whole trip is about a minibus traveling through 6 African countries, meeting poor people and asking them what they believe the G8 can do about alleviating their predicament. And of course, the main messages from the people that we met were they want food, they want shelter, they want healthcare, and if they're HIV positive, they want more free ARVs and access to them. And they want an education. And as agriculturalists, they want to be able to sell their produce within their local markets. Why I particularly chose to join this bus is that it's an activity that goes a step further of what ActionAid actually does, working with poor people. But this particular project was directly aimed at getting, you know, direct answers from the people and bringing their opinions and placing them on the table of the 8 most powerful men in the world and making sure that those opinions and views of the people that matter are used by these leaders to end poverty and to support Africa's efforts of ending poverty.
First of all, I'd really like to know what it was like going to the different villages and the different places and talking to people directly.
We had a laid-down itinerary, and the community groups that we met were people that were already working with ActionAid. We visited villages or schools or refugee camps or even public rallies. The whole agenda actually began with us introducing ourselves, explaining why we are here. People already were aware about the international leaders. People are not ignorant that the situation they're in is actually there because of certain policies, whether they're national or international, are affecting them. People were also surprised that, you know, for once, their opinion is actually supposed to end up on a world leader's table. That was quite shocking to them, and also they were very impressed by that and gave out the information quite willingly. A lot of the times they would tell us the problems within the community. Sometimes it would be just a general community problem, but a lot of the time there were real personal stories. There was one lady I met in Malawi. Her name is Edith. She's probably in her 30s or something, and she's HIV positive. She's lost one of her children and her husband to HIV and AIDS. She is a subsistence farmer, but of course cannot sell her produce in the markets because of a lot of dumping of other foreign products in the market. It becomes impossible for her, and she is not on ARVs. And when I asked her why she's not on ARV treatment, she told me that she cannot use ARVs because she's hungry. So how will antiretroviral treatment help her if she has no food? And that was very, very powerful, because to me, at that particular time, it hit me that you need proper nutrition, which is probably ignorant on my part, but it took this wonderful woman who works so hard to feed her family and still cannot to teach me, a leader and a crusader in a sense, that you need to have a conscience. You need to provide those basic services first before you can talk about grandiose ideas like, let's throw ARVs in. You need to give the basics first. And those are the stories that we want the whole world to know, and especially the leaders to remember that as they sign their pieces of paper of money or of debts or create policies, to make sure that they see those faces of Edith and other people that I met, like Agnes or Wema or Ryder. That's what we want them to see.
Ivy Minor, thank you very much. This is Zoe Irvin for G8 Radio.